A big part of Christmas season is helping those in need, and the Evangelical Church of West Africa is celebrating Christmas by offering free eye surgery and treatment. This is a busy morning at the church hospital in Kano. Patients are waiting to be attended by health officials. Most came in with different sight-related illnesses. Dr. Subramaniam Kirupanantan is the hospital's medical director. He says the mission of the eye hospital is to provide excellent compassionate care and training for medical workers. He says their primary objective is to reach the poor with quality and affordable eye care services. Dr. Kirupanantan says the hospital has two types of funds that cater to poor patients who come for treatment.
We have two schemes. One is poor patient subsidy, which is provided by the Christian Blind Mission, which supports this hospital. And we also have our poor patient fund, which is a separate fund created in the hospital. And from these two funds, we treat patients who cannot afford to pay for their treatment. But generally, all patients have to pay a certain amount of fee, which is a lot less than other places.
Not only people inside of Kano Town benefit from these services. People who have a considerable loss of sight or are partially sighted also come from different parts of Nigeria for treatment. Dr. Kirupanantan says the most common kind of eye illness is cataract.
The majority of patients who come are elderly who have cataracts in their eyes. But we also see equally a good number of patients with glaucoma, which is a blinding disease, which is unfortunately not treated very well elsewhere in the country. So all the people, knowing that we take extra care for them, come here. We also now are specializing in treatment of children with problems of cataract.
The Evangelical Church of West Africa Eye Hospital also has an outreach program. This Christmas, the outreach is expanding to more towns in Kano and Jigawa states. In this program, health workers reach out to patients at their homes in villages or towns who cannot come to the hospital for treatment. Dr. Kirupanantan says health services are for both Christians and Muslims, young and old. He says during Christmas season, the hospital and its staff show love and compassion to patients in the hospital by giving gifts and offering special prayers for them.
In the Christmas period, we have a custom of singing carols. The missionaries in the compound plus the staff of the hospital, we go around singing carols to patients on either on the 22nd or 23rd of December. So we pass a message of good news to them by way of carol singing, so that even the patients who are non-Christians are able to know what is Christmas.
He says they also distribute food to patients who are in the hospital and provide 24 hours emergency medical services at Christmas. Malam Bunu Umar is a 51-year-old businessman from Maiduguri in Borno State. He has been suffering from glaucoma in both eyes for the last 8 years, but he is now one of the beneficiaries of the poor patients' funds this Christmas at the hospital. He says he has received treatment and is regaining his sight.
I'm treated from glaucoma. I came last Thursday and I was operated on Friday for the first eye. And then 3 days later, I was also operated in the second eye. So I have now my complete operation for both eyes. I can see it has not cleared very well yet.
He says the doctor told him his sight will be supplemented with medical lenses. About 2,000 patients are expected to receive treatment this Christmas period for different eye illnesses. The Evangelical Church of West Africa Eye Hospital has been serving Nigerians as the premier missionary eye hospital for the last 50 years. The eye hospital has been able to perform surgery for well over 21,000 cataract and glaucoma patients in the last 5 years. The hospital works in partnership with the Christopher Blind Mission International to provide infrastructure, training and subsidy for poor patients. For VOA Africa, I am Isiaku Ahmed in Kano, Nigeria.